Hello, and welcome to your meditation on the spring equinox. Find a place where you are feeling quite comfortable. Make sure you're not going to be disturbed and relax. Just relax. Give yourself this time for you so that you can become attuned to the season in a way that can be beneficial to you. So this meditation focuses particularly on breathing. This is significant in the meditation. So let's just practice breathing in and out with me for three breaths, just so that we can get in tune. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Breathing in and out. Relax your body. Just let your shoulders go, your back go, hands, your knees, your ankles. Deeply breathe. Don't let your breathing become shallow yet. Still take a deep breath in. Breathe in energy into your body. And just on the out breath, letting yourself relax deeper into a relaxed state. Breathing in, letting go and sinking into your chair. Breathing in and stilling your mind, letting go of everyday thoughts and worries. Breathing in, allowing yourself, your mind, to become still within itself, awake, alert, open, but still. Breathing in, and as you breathe out, releasing any emotional stress and physical stress, letting your emotions become like a cool lake at midnight with a full moon reflecting on its glassy surface. Breathing in and breathing out. And finding yourself in a place of darkness, in a safe place, curled up in a semi-sleeping state. You're not afraid, you feel contained, safe and patient to wait for your time to emerge, as you know it will. In the meantime, this is your time of rest. This is your time of sanctuary. This is the time of withdrawal, where you can feel the safety of the darkness. Explore it with your mind. Let it become familiar and safe to you. And as you breathe deeply, you are drawing on the life force of the world. And as you breathe out, you are growing roots that extend from the soles of your feet deep into the earth. This is the work that is done in darkness, the growth that cannot be seen. The trees deepen their roots. The life force goes up into the tree, preparing it for spring. And in our times of darkness, so we too can use such times to prepare ourselves, to extend our anchor, our growth, and to draw on life force to regenerate. Breathing in life force. Breathing out, extending your roots. Breathing in energy. Breathing out, release. Breathing in deeply, allowing your roots to extend deeper into the earth, receiving its nourishment, receiving its healing, its richness, its support, and its embrace. Breathing out, allowing yourself to release. Anything you like, just release. Breathing in life force. And breathing out, release. And as you breathe in, your roots travel down to the earth, connecting with your ancestral past, before people, before time. All the creatures, all the plants, all the changes, the lives, the struggles, the triumphs, the lessons, all whispering to you, sharing the secrets and natural wisdom of the earth, as you are nourished by Mother Earth. Breathing in all this wisdom and breathing out all that separates you from it, knowing that you are connected. Connected with your ancestors, connected with the earth, connected with all those that have gone before, that have created the world and the life that you are in. Breathing in all the strength and breathing out all that holds you back. Feeling the strength and the power of the earth. Restoring and regenerating you. Called up as you are in the darkness, awaiting your time. This is how we regenerate. This is how we restore. Breathing it in, releasing all negativity, letting it go. The previous seasons of autumn and winter, having been about time of letting go, times that we sometimes experience in our lives, where we seem to be letting go and closing doors. And yet, you're still here, and I'm still here. And we are breathing in the wisdom, and breathing in the strength, and releasing all that separates us. And you begin to feel a surge of energy. And you start to breathe in vitality. Breathing in the sense of aliveness. And releasing apathy. Breathing in courage. And releasing fear. Breathing in power. And releasing doubt. And this makes you feel strong. Breathing in the aliveness, as if the energy of the earth that has been nourishing you has something more alive in it. Some burst of energy in its cells that renews you. And strong like the earth, strong like your ancestors, slowly, breath by breath, this energy begins to build. Breathing up the energy. Breathing in power. Breathing in strength. Breathing in courage. And releasing doubt and releasing fear on the out-breath. The strength and the energy and the aliveness in the earth is now filling you until you are no longer able to remain still, as the energy seems to fill your being, topping up your reserves. You feel an incredible urge to move, to stretch, and to reach out. And feeling the earth around you, breathing safely, you push with all your might. It is your time to rise, and the earth is urging you to do so. The earth, which has supported you and protected you and nourished you, is now saying it's time. It's time for you to move. It's time for you to rise. And maybe you only make a small movement. Breathe in. Persevere. Breathe in that strength. Let the earth push you upwards by breathing in the earth's energy, the earth's life force that allows the trees to grow and the plants to grow and the crops to grow. All that energy of the earth is pushing you up now. Breathing in that life force. And the earth is now supporting you, making your way easy. And you push again, finally bursting forth from the ground with a rush of energy that enables you to rise out of the ground and leap from the earth. The delight of space, of freedom. Feel it. Move. Breathe the air. Stretch. Explore the form you are in. You continue to draw energy from your roots, now holding you steady. That time in the darkness of nourishing your roots, of growing them deep, is now holding you steady against powerful winds and rain. You don't think about that now because your delight at feeling free overcomes any sense of understanding the value of what you've been doing. So enjoy that feeling of freedom, that feeling of movement, and grow. Feel the connection to other life forms around you. Watch them also growing and unfolding into their own forms. And see this energy in your life awakening you from slumber, revitalizing you with new energy to manifest the life that feels true to you. And see now how this energy manifests in your own life. Feel yourself filling with energy to manifest the life that feels true to you. Look at what supports you. Look at the ground beneath you in your own life. Is the ground shaky? Is it difficult? Is it filled with stone? What could you do to make the ground firm and support you? And as you reach out and rise up in the form you are now in, look back on your own life and see what inspires you to reach upwards. And as the form you are in this moment, needs nourishment, water, and light, be aware of how you will need to sustain that inspiration and that growth in your own life. See it, feel it, understand what nourishes you. Be aware of the need to have space to grow. What that means to you in your own life. And think about what would make you in your own life blossom in the form you're in now. It seems effortless now to grow, supported by a firm earth, with the light and the sky around you and the natural rain. But even in the form that you're in now, you must withstand storms. How do you withstand them in your own life? What do you need to be strong to withstand the storms of life? And you see a bright sun above you, which radiates down into you, filling you with light, filling you with warmth, filling you with energy. And as you've been nourished by the earth, feel yourself being nourished now by the sun and its warmth, light flowing into your whole being, energizing and inspiring you. And see how strong and powerful and nourished and energized you feel. Remember this feeling for when you return, so that you may affirm an intention to live in alignment with your deepest values that will ground you and support you and guide you against the storms in your life. And think about those things that you hold dear. Living in alignment with them is the strength of the form you're in now in your meditation. That's what keeps it strong. That's what keeps it growing. That's what makes it blossom. As you in your life can be strong and can grow and can blossom. And reaching up as you still grow, reflect on you yourself in your own life, how you might grow. Reflect on your higher intentions, your higher potential, and how you can express it in the world. And now let the light fill your heart, opening your heart to greater compassion for others in your life. And expand this love to embrace all of life, all struggling to grow as you are, all having been in the darkness and risen, facing their own storms. And see the connection between you all. And now the light illuminates your mind, enabling you to become wiser, clearer, enabling you to see the bigger picture when you can rise up and have a different perspective. And think about how you might do that. How by seeing things in different perspectives, you might understand more than your own subjective one. And that as the light illuminates your mind, you can expand your thoughtfulness, expand your thinking, expand possibilities of you to see things more clearly. And ask the light to provide a clear vision for your life and work. Seeing the next step you need to take to express this vision effectively. What is your next step? And then, like a plant reaching for space and light, reach for opportunities that will teach you and help you grow, that will inspire you, and visualize yourself embracing them and helping make you stronger, integrating them into your life. and bring in all that with you in this journey that you've been on to experience the nourishment in darkness and what pushes us to rise and reach for the stars, that sense of living alive, that sense of wonder and desire to grow, that sense of strength and orientation that nourishes ourselves from our past and from all our lessons, our ancestors, the place that we are in, the people that we've known, the lessons that we've learned, making us stronger, reaching upwards for new possibilities for growth and understanding, expanding our hearts and minds to greater perspectives. Bring that knowledge with you. Hold that feeling. Hold that sense of potential within you to grow. And bring that with you as you return to yourself in the time that is now. Feel the body that houses your soul at this moment. And connect back into this world. Feeling yourself sitting in your chair or place in the room that you're in. Moving your shoulders. Feeling your toes and fingers. And gradually, when you're ready, open your eyes. And just be in this moment, thinking about aligning, how we aligned ourselves with a plant or a tree or whatever came up from the earth. And the nourishment that was done in the darkness, as we can learn from that and nourish ourselves in times where we can't move, in times where we can't see a way forward, but continue to inspire ourselves and to nourish ourselves until we can move forward. And then we seize that moment, seize that time, and take it and grow with it, and have the courage to do so, and have the strength to do so, and open our minds to new perspectives, and open our bodies to new challenges that can show us that we are greater than we thought we were, and we are capable of much more than we dared while we hid in the darkness. So think about how that growth felt. Think about the nourishment, the growth, the reaching upwards, and all the gifts that come with each stage as we emerge now into the spring equinox and the possibilities of a new dawn and a new life. What will yours be? What first steps did you think you would make? And how can you put them into action now? To have a cup of tea or a glass of water and a biscuit, maybe write some notes down as to what this meant to you, this meditation, and what you took from it, what images you took from it that might inspire you, maybe even draw in something from it to remind you of what you might have gained from this meditation. And may the blessings of the spring equinox bring you growth, opportunity, courage, and a wonder of life.